Thank you so much for reading, Peter. Can I just add my welcome to Sarah? It is a genuine joy to see so many people in church. It has been 18 months since we really got to gather like this with as many people. It's a joy. Why don't I lead us in a prayer before we do anything else? So boys and girls, I'm going to ask you to do what I always do. Grown-ups, you've got to do it as well. I'd love you to sit up straight. I want you to put your hands together so that you don't fidget. And I want you to close your eyes so you don't get distracted, and we'll talk to God together. Father God, thank you so much that we can meet together and learn about Jesus from this passage. Help us to see Jesus as glorious. Amen. Now, I wonder if you noticed what the problem was in this passage. Let me read the first three verses to you again. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his followers were also invited to the wedding. When all the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." They ran out of wine, and that was a real problem. Because running out of wine wasn't just an inconvenience at a wedding. It was rude. Imagine, boys and girls, it's my birthday next month, on August 21st, if any of you want to buy me presents. In fact, my sister is here today, so Claudia, August 21st, remember. But imagine I invited all of you over for my birthday, and it came to the point where I was going to bring the cake out, and I bring out this. This wouldn't last very long. I reckon if I was careful and we did like communion-sized pieces each, communion with a chocolate cake, about half of you might get some. Those of you at the back, you wouldn't get a looking. It would be rude. It would be rude. It would be a disaster. And so Jesus' mum goes and asks Jesus to sort it out. And Jesus answered, "Dear woman, why do you come to me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." In that place, there were 6 stone water jars. The Jews used jars like these in their washing ceremony, and each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled the jars to the top. Then he said to them, "Take some out and give it to the master of the feast." They asked Jesus what they should do, and he tells them to get hold of these 6 stone jars. Now, I couldn't find 6 stone jars. They didn't have any in Lidl, so this is the best I could find. They get hold of 6 big water containers, and Jesus tells them to go and fill them up with water and then present them to the master of the wedding and pour him a glass from those jars. And look what happens. The servants took the water to the master, and he tasted it, and the water had become wine. The water had become wine. He did not know where the wine came from. But the servants who brought the water knew. The master of the wedding called the bridegroom and said to him, "People always serve the best wine first. Later, after the guests have been drinking a lot, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine till now." You see, not only did Jesus perform a miracle and turn water into wine, he turned it into good wine. He turned it into the best possible wine, and there was loads of it. See, this miracle, Sarah said it was a sign, but it's actually kind of 2 signs. This sign is pointing towards who Jesus is. He turned water into wine. He's not a normal guy. And it's also a sign pointing to what Jesus is like. He didn't produce any old wine. He produced the best wine. He provides the best for the guests. And then we get verse 11, which tells us what this whole thing is all about. In Cana of Galilee, Jesus did his first miracle. There, he showed his glory, and his followers believed in him. Jesus showed his glory as he turns water into wine. And that is really important in John's Gospel. Let me read you some words from chapter 1, just before this story. I'll take John 1 and I'll do verses 1 to 3 and verse 14 if you want to follow along, but you can just listen. Before the world began, there was the Word. That's just a poetic way of referring to Jesus. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word, Jesus, became a man and lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father. The Word was full of grace and truth. You see, Jesus is God. He's God. No normal man could turn water into wine. I know I can't, and I'm pretty sure you can't. It's impossible. He is God who became a man. So when we see him turn water into wine, we are seeing a giant sign pointing us towards the fact that Jesus is God. But more than that, he's glorious. Because remember, he didn't just produce a bottle or two. I am not good at maths, but I tried to work out what 6 times 30 gallons was in 75 centilitre bottles. And I think Jesus produced over 1,000 bottles of wine during this miracle. And it wasn't just, as we've already said, any old wine. You wouldn't find this wine on the 2 for £10 offer in Morrison's. This is the best wine. Jesus displays not just his divinity, that he's God, but also his glory by providing the best for the guests. He proves he's the best. And Jesus also offers us a great future. Throughout the Bible, an abundance of wine gets used as a picture for our future forever with God. A picture of the feast or the party or the celebration we get invited to as Christians with Jesus forever. And so when Jesus turns water into the best wine, it's like a big sign pointing us towards the fact that he is the one who can take us to that forever party with God. So what's the response? What should we do? Look again at verse 11 if you've got your Bibles in front of you. His followers, the disciples, believed in him. What should we do? Believe that Jesus is the glorious Son of God. Believe that Jesus came to make it possible for us to be friends with God. Believe that Jesus is the one who invites us to a party forever with him. Maybe there are some people here who don't believe in Jesus. Well, can I just say, please don't ignore the signs. We at All Saints stand with 2,000 years of Christian belief when we say that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he came to rescue us, that he is glorious. I would love to tell you more, so do grab me after the service or drop me an email. I'd love to talk to you more about glorious Jesus. But I suspect most of us here do believe in Jesus. We follow the signs, so let me encourage you as we stand at the beginning of the summer holidays and we're all getting ready for a lovely summer. I wrote this before the rain. A lovely summer full of barbecues. We're stocking up on coal because I insist on eating a full 50% of my meals in August, having been cooked outside over coal. We're stocking up on coal for barbecues. We're inflating our beach balls, ready for long, lazy days by the sea. We're getting ready for summer, and it is so easy to get to the end of the summer holidays and realize that you've not really thought about Jesus, that you've not prayed, that you've not even glanced at a Bible. So see the signs at the beginning of the summer holidays. Jesus is God. So don't ignore him just because you have time off school or off of work. Jesus is glorious. He deserves your attention, even when there's a swimming pool calling your name, or there's still the smell of barbecue smoke in the air. He deserves your attention. And he invites us to a better party. Take all the holidays that all the people in this room will go on. Take all the barbecues that we'll go to over the summer, all the days at the beach, roll them into one, and times them by a million, and you are still nowhere close to how wonderful our future forever with Jesus will be. So use the joys of the next 6 weeks when it stops raining to get excited about our future forever with Jesus. Why don't we pray together? I'll ask us again to sit up straight. Hands together so you don't fidget. Eyes closed so you don't get distracted. And we'll say thank you to God together. Father God, thank you that Jesus is your Son and that he is glorious. Thank you that Jesus came to invite us to that party with you forever. This summer, Lord, would you please help us not to forget Jesus, not to stop praying, not to stop looking at the Bible, but to keep on looking to Jesus, to keep focused on him. Amen.